You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very excited to talk Moschino Part 2. Last week we had a bit of an intro to the label, and where are we going this week?
Well, I thought that we could talk about Jeremy Scott because he was quite key to the label. I guess a recap from last week, Moschino was founded by Franco Moschino in 1983, and Davide Wren died 10 days into being a creative director last week. So we're going to talk about Jeremy Scott, who was prior to him and who kind of rejuvenated the label. I guess Vanessa Friedman from the New York Times described Scott as he rejuvenated the brand by using it as a vehicle to poke fun at consumerism while simultaneously celebrating it in visual stunts tailor-made for the Instagram era.
It's a very distinctive type of clothing that he makes, and anyone who sort of has an inkling of it will probably have some quite standout images in their head. But could you maybe describe a bit about what Jeremy Scott actually did for the label? What was he bringing in terms of style and look?
Well, I guess I thought I'd start at the beginning with his career. So he's an American. He grew up in Kansas City, and he studied at the Pratt Institute in New York. And after graduating, he moved to Paris and basically lived in the subway, in the metro, because he had no money. And he couldn't find a job in a design house, so he ended up promoting parties and then starting his own label. And his first show was based on a J.G. Ballard book, the David Cronenberg film Crash. And I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's really kooky.
It is. And such, yeah. And I say this as a high compliment, it is a cooked movie.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And the whole collection was pretty much made out of trash and hospital gowns. So I think that kind of gives you an idea of where his kind of aesthetic starts from. And I think last week we mentioned about the winged high tops and the teddy bear head sneakers. Mm-hmm. And that was actually his collab with Adidas. So he became the creative director for Moschino in 2013. And he's dressed a lot of different musicians, notably Katy Perry. But if his first collection had... he reinvented the McDonald's uniform, where they had the Happy Meal quilted handbag on a tray. there was also a Hershey's Kisses wrapper as a gown.
Amazing.
And Lizzo wore it in 2020. SpongeBob SquarePants knitwear and kind of ski wear.
Incredible.
Yeah, 2017 he had images of clothes printed on fabric, and then the cutout tabs because the models were paper dolls.
I love those ones. They are a particular fave of mine. They just have enough of a kind of trompe l'oeil going on that you are like, oh, that's quite buzzy, but they're also just fun and beautiful and quite kooky and weird.
Yeah, it's like so amazing. That's one of my faves too. And Katy Perry's probably the one that he's dressed the most. 2015, they went to the Met Gala in a graffiti-inspired dress, and it actually caused a lawsuit because an artist called Rhyme, whose real name is Joseph Tierney, had created a mural in Detroit in 2012, and he said that Jeremy Scott ripped it off. And they settled out of court.
Classic high fashion thing of ripping each other off and having big arguments through the legal processes and outside of.
I used blue. You used blue.
Yeah, and she was even carrying a fake spray can as a handbag, which is pretty cool. But you'll also remember, I guess most famously, in 2019 when she wore a chandelier dress.
Yes.
And then the hamburger is the afterball dress.
I didn't know the hamburger was his doing.
I think if you see someone wearing a food item covered in diamantes, you can pretty much assume it's Jeremy Scott. That's where you can
definitely
go. Yeah. I love the shoes on that outfit. She's wearing like sneakers that are completely Swarovski crystal covered that have like a lettuce and cheese trim around them. Amazing.
So you don't think, I guess it's not really one that you can wear again either, because you're just like, you wouldn't go to the supermarket in that, really, would you?
No, exactly. Also, people would know if you were outfit repeating that one, you know. We saw you as a hamburger last week.
Yeah, I guess the other one that he did that I didn't know was he did Britney Spears' Toxic uniform, like her airline hostess.
Did.
Yeah.
Was that as him or was that under Moschino?
I thought it was Moschino, but I mean, I could double check that.
Because he also did Katy Perry, children of the late aughts internet era will remember Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance with the Sharks.
Yeah.
One of the Sharks goes the wrong direction and it became a meme for about like 5 years and still every now and then resurfaces and actually causes me to laugh genuinely. I do find that super funny and stupid. The dress he's wearing there is also a Jeremy Scott dress, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And I think that's a Moschino as well. But he also did, during COVID, because, you know, he couldn't have any shows, he presented a collection worn by marionettes crafted on Jim Henson's studio. And he had front row puppets of Anna Wintour and Edward Enifil.
Oh, my God.
And the question is, you know, like, who pulls the strings? And apparently he's dressed Miss Piggy quite a few times.
Amazing. The thing about Jeremy Scott is it's capital C camp, and he loves it and owns it, and that's what makes it so fun. When I find his clothes the least interesting is when they are just like a gown, you know? And that's when I'm like, oh, that's not what I wanted to see. Where's the goofball?
Where's the lettuce?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of lettuce, what about if an entire TV dinner on a train of a dress, which was the key piece of the 2019 Met Gala, Camp, Notes on Fashion.
Wow.
And you've got, honestly, when you see it, you're like, wow.
It looks realistic.
And there's like peas and steak and,
mashed
it's
potatoes
pretty crazy.
And butter.
Mixed veg.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. And a giant wig the model was wearing. The biggest wig I've ever seen.
There's one year where he put, like, models went out on the runway, and I can't remember what year it is, and they're wearing sort of like Chanel-looking kind of suits, but their skin colour is green and purple, like they're from another planet wearing those Chanel suits. You know?
Amazing.
Yeah, and then I think his last show, spring 2023, the key feature was inflatables, so people were wearing, you know, inflatables, like when you go to the pool.
Mm. That's so good. I also love that he really took flowers for spring to another level by actually dressing the models as bouquets one year.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. Yeah.
Really good silhouette, though.
Yeah, it's very flattering.
They don't look like a bouquet.
No.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's so good. If people are interested in having a look at sort of the key pieces, if you go to Business Insider, the website there, and just look up the wildest looks Jeremy Scott created for Moschino before he stepping down, and it will show you all of these like crazy outfits, which
it's
are
bonkers.
Just amazing. I mean, he did Barbiecore before Barbiecore was a thing.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Thank you very much, Penny, for bringing us a bit of Jeremy Scott. When did he end? It was very recently, eh?
Yeah, so it was in March this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's how we got to the new creative director was only in the job for 10 days before he died. Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy time. Well, thank you for bringing us a bit more Moschino this week. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend people go check it out. You will definitely know some Jeremy Scott designs, even if you think you don't. They're very iconic. We'll talk to you again next week, Penny. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.